Hey guys, this is Jonathan, and this is episode 31 of Trivial Warfare. We have another special episode for you. This entire episode was recorded on location at Podcast Movement in Fort Worth, Texas, a couple of weeks ago. And instead of a normal game, what I've done here is to do something called the Trivial Warfare Challenge. I took a set of trivia questions with me to Fort Worth, and I let it be known that I was going to be quizzing people who were attending the conference. And so that's exactly what I did. I collected over 25 interviews with different podcasters at Podcast Movement, and I asked each of them five questions to see how they would do. So we have a lot of trivia in this episode. The really cool thing that I wanted to do also was to get the name of their podcast, a little bit about it, and where you could find it, so that this would be a really cool episode in terms of helping my listeners learn about other shows that are out there and encourage you to give them a try. So I want to say thank you to everyone who took the Trivial Warfare Challenge. I know I had a lot of fun. I think most of you did as well. I really appreciate you. And we're just going to get right into it. So without further ado, here is Trivial Warfare number 31, the Trivial Warfare Challenge. Hey, Warheads, this is Jonathan here at Podcast Movement doing a Trivial Warfare Challenge. I am here with Ramona Rice of the Sports Gal Pal. Ramona, you accepted the Trivial Warfare Challenge. I'm going to ask you five trivia questions. We're going to see how you do. But first, tell me a little bit about your show.
Sure, Sports Gal Pal is for rookie sports fans to learn more about sports in a fun way, particularly women, so we can relate to our husbands as they are screaming at TVs, and you're like, why are they doing that? So it's a lot of fun. It's on blogtalkradio.com/sportsgalpal.
All right, outstanding. Your first question. This is in the category of entertainment. All of your questions will be entertainment questions. Who played Batman opposite Burt Ward's Robin?
That would be Adam West.
Adam West is correct. Good job. Nice start.
Yes.
All right. What Eagles song shares its name with a movie starring Mel Gibson as Dale McCusick?
Oh, God. I have no idea. The only Eagles song I know is Hotel California. But really? No.
No.
No. Maverick.
Tequila Sunrise.
What? That's a drink.
And a movie.
And a song. It's a really bad drink.
Question three. What movie starred Hugh Grant as a London bookshop? Oh, we just did that question.
No. Oh, I know that.
It was in the last episode.
No, it doesn't matter. I didn't hear it. It's Notting Hill.
Wow, that was fast. Who is the lead singer of Coldplay?
Oh, Chris Martin.
I have to look. I don't know his name.
It's Chris Martin.
It is Chris Martin. Good job.
Mr. Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh, well, ex-Gwyneth Paltrow. Now he's dating like Jennifer Lawrence.
Which blues giant wrote the song that gave the Rolling Stones their name?
B.B. King.
Muddy Waters.
Oh.
Good try. And lastly, what is the name of the monkey in Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl?
The only thing I cared about in that movie was Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow. Who cares about the monkey?
So what's his name?
I have no idea. Monkey.
His name was Jack.
No. That's so funny.
Thanks for taking the Trivial Warfare Challenge. Ramona, what's your website again?
You can find me on blogtalkradio.com/sportsgalpal.
All right, I'm here with Steve Trister. Steve, you're a podcaster here at Podcast Movement. You're going to release a show coming up very soon. Tell me a little bit about it.
So, yeah, it's called the Spirit Warrior Podcast, and the focus is on how entrepreneurship and spirituality are coming together, about my guests and what it means to them, spirituality, the daily practices, the impact they're having on people and the world. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
And do you have a website where people can check it out?
Yes, I do. It's thespiritwarrior.com.
All right, great, spiritwarrior.com. Now, Steve, you've selected science and nature for your challenge.
Yes, I have. I've that may be an accident.
We're about to find out.
Yeah.
All right, question one. What 1941 invention by Heinz and ICI kept troops warm during the D-Day launch?
Yep, this was an accident. That was bonfire?
A self-heating can.
Well, dude, that's close, right?
I've never even heard of a self-heating can.
No, I feel like that's wrong. That's the wrong answer.
It's in the book.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, yeah. Okay, right, let's move on.
All right, question two. What modern treat takes its name from a stimulating Aztec drink called Zocuatl?
This is a joke question. Can you repeat the question?
What modern treat?
Treat, right?
Takes its name from a stimulating Aztec drink called Zocuatl.
What modern treat? Is that Mars bar?
What is a Mars bar made of?
Chocolate, cacao.
Your answer is chocolate.
Chocolate, yes.
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 All right, question three.
Hold on, did I get it right?
You got it right.
Oh,
you nailed it.
Yeah, wicked.
You were right on the right track.
Okay, good.
This is a Latin question.
Oh, great.
What is Canis lupus familiaris?
Is it an STD?
It's a type of animal.
It's the type of animal.
What type of animal would Canis lupus familiaris
be? A giraffe?
It is a pet dog.
What?
Canis, like canine.
I was thinking, look, it's early, man. Maybe I should have done this at another point of the day. Not that I would have got that question, but yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, now, you're British, right?
I feel like I am.
All right. British question for you.
Oh, now it's going to make me look like a Muppet.
I don't know what a Muppet is, but...
Muppet.
Oh, okay.
Muppet. I'm just making words up here.
What method of food preservation was invented by the British Navy in 1813?
Food preservation?
Yes. Keeping the food from spoiling.
Cryostasis?
In 1813?
Listen, the government's been hiding information from us for years. So that's wrong, isn't it?
Probably wrong.
Probably. That's my answer, though.
All right. Correct answer? Canning.
Canning?
Putting it in cans.
Dude, what is this thing with cans in these questions? It's all to do with cans.
They didn't have any cans.
What's this canning? What does canning mean?
What tube connects the larynx to the lungs?
The esophagus?
Incorrect, my friend. Close. It's the one next to it. It is the trachea.
I was in the right area.
You were right there.
It's the one next to it.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good enough.
Esophagus is food, trachea is air.
Great. Well, you learn something new every day. I got one right.
You absolutely got one right.
You helped me, so I got none right. I appreciate your help, but...
Tell me the name of your show again and your website.
It's The Spirit Warrior Podcast, and that is the website. It's thespiritwarrior.com.
Outstanding. Thanks for playing, Steve.
Cheers, bro.
Hey, this is Jonathan at Podcast Movement. I am here with Tyson Hollis. Tyson, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. You've agreed to take the Trivial Warfare Challenge.
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right. We're going to do sports and leisure. Question number one. What auto racing actor provided Doc Hudson's voice for the Pixar animated movie Cars?
Oh, gosh. I hear the voice. I've watched it with my kids. I cannot remember his name.
Name is Paul Newman. Paul Newman. Question two. How many weeks do the annual Wimbledon championships last so long as it doesn't rain?
5 weeks.
Correct answer is 2 weeks.
Seems like forever.
It does seem like forever. They dominate ESPN all for a month.
Yeah, I get tired of seeing them in the white all the time. Let's mix it up.
Right? All right, question three. Which of your opponent's pieces has to be in checkmate for you to win a game of chess?
The king.
The king is correct. Question four. What two-letter word for cindery lava would be the first acceptable Scrabble word on an alphabetical list?
Obsidian?
Ah. A-A.
Well, I guess that is a two-letter word. What
it
I said
it is, right?
Not.
Last question. How many wheels does a pair of roller skates have?
Eight.
How many?
Eight.
Eight is correct, my friend. Good job. That was Tyson Hollis with 2 out of 5?
2 out of 5.
Great job.
Thank you.
Good to meet you, my friend.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, guys, this is Jonathan. I'm still at Podcast Movement. I am here with Scott, Dina, and Julie, and they are ready to take the Trivial Warfare Challenge. Scott, you're a podcaster. Tell me about your show.
I'm the senior producer of the Scope Health Sciences Radio, which is out of University of Utah Healthcare, and it's health and wellness podcasts to help people live better lives.
And what's your website?
Thescoperadio.com. You got to remember the. If you don't put that, you're going to go someplace you don't want to go.
All right. And Dina, you're also a podcaster. Tell me about your show.
Well, it's a soon-to-come-out podcast called Immigration Diaries, and I'm very excited to launch.
And do you have a website?
It's immigrationdiaries.com.
And Julie, you're also a podcaster. Tell me about your show.
I produce a podcast for the Los Alamos National Laboratory, New Mexico. And so they're a client of mine, and my website is lokacreative.com, L-O-K-A creative.com.
All right, and the category that you've selected is arts and literature. Your first question, who wrote The Da Vinci Code?
Oh, Dan, it was
Michael.
I thought it was Dan Brown.
Dan Brown, you're right. Yeah. Dan Brown.
Is your answer Dan Brown?
Yes.
Dan Brown is correct.
Woo!
Question two, whose coffee cantata concerns a girl whose father demands she loses her addiction to coffee before she can marry?
Sounds like we're stalling out at number
Good
two.
Lord. Yeah.
This is a classical piece of music. No,
it was great meeting you.
You don't have to get them all right.
No idea.
The answer is Johann Sebastian Bach.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
You wrote a thing about coffee.
Coffee Cantata. It's a song.
I would not have ever guessed that.
Now we learned something.
Yeah.
What was the first movie adaptation of a Hannibal Lecter novel to feature Anthony Hopkins?
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs is correct. Good job.
Yeah.
Two more questions. Which Shakespeare play sees the brother of a novice nun sentenced to death for fornication?
Novice nun.
Shakespeare.
I don't know.
No idea.
No answer?
Hamlet?
The answer is Measure for Measure. And your last question. What snack shares its name with the famous cartoon strip by Charles M. Schulz?
Peanuts!
Yes!
Peanuts is correct. Great job, guys. Good job. Thanks for playing. Hey guys, this is Jonathan. I am at Podcast Movement, and I am here with Maximus from Comcastro.
That's right.
Maximus, tell me about your show.
You got it right this time. It's not Max, it's Maximus. You have to say it with gusto from the diaphragm.
Maximus.
That's correct. As if it was Russell Crowe on stage screaming out to the rest of the world about entertainment. Anyway, yes, my show is Comcastro.
Yeah.
The best way to describe it, I think, is free speech advocation for some of the more eccentrics for an opportunity to have a home from which to convey their off-the-beaten-path ideas.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to take the Trivial Warfare Challenge, and you selected...
Warfare!
Science and nature.
That's right. Oh, well, I mean, nature I naturally destroy by science to see the merits of industrial sciences to control and manipulate nature to our own means to essentially murder Mother Earth for the sake of our own egos. So hopefully my experience in engineering and the software development world will precisely that drive me towards the nature and science dichotomy.
That's right. And your first question.
My first question.
What name is given to domesticated cats that have escaped to live in the wild?
Do feral cats start out domesticated? Or do they start... Okay, feral.
Feral is correct.
Yeah.
Nice start.
That's right. Science.
Number two. What is a three-letter name for a young cheetah?
What is it, like a cheetah? What it was, so it's just like a cat. So it's like a kitten. So like a kit.
I was thinking kit, too.
Yeah.
It's a cub.
A cub.
Like a bear.
Like a bear.
Yeah.
A bear cheetah.
Number three. What was the first man-made object to land on the moon?
First man-made object to land on the moon?
Yes.
That would have to be the sound studio that Stanley Kubrick created in order to generate the moon landing. The first man-made object that happened... Well, it's probably not the lander. Man, if only I was born in, like, the 40s and was, like, growing up worshiping Neil Armstrong, even though I still do worship Buzz Aldrin. What a hero. Model rocket. I don't know.
It is called Luna 2. I have to look it up. I don't know if it's Russian, U.S., or
is
what.
Is that even a fair question? It's asking what object is, and it's asking for a proper noun? Like, come on. That's like saying, like, which episode of reality TV starred, like, Flavor Flav or something.
I think I saw that. It was like love.
The flavor of love.
The flavor of love. That's right. Number four. What was first patented in Britain in 1750 with a recipe consisting mostly of fish and fish bones?
Fish and fish bone patent recipe. I'm guessing some kind of lubricant, maybe fuel oil, some kind of machine. 1750, so this is post-printing press, so let's say ink.
You know, you were on the right track, except opposite side. Uh-huh. Not lubricant, but glue.
Glue. Fish glue.
Exactly.
What do you know?
I bet that stunk. All right, last question.
Final question. So what am I?
Final.
I got one right.
I'll give you. No, you got. Yes, one right.
One right.
It's not easy.
It's falling.
I will let you choose. You can either have another NASA question or a question about trees.
NASA or trees?
NASA or trees.
Huh. Let's go to space.
Space. I think you're going to get this.
Okay.
What was the first NASA program to land an object on Mars that actually sent back information when it got there?
Yeah. That was the recent one. Well, the first one that landed on Mars, that was the thing with the balloon landing.
You just need to name the program it was under.
The program it was under. Wasn't it something like Pathfinder, Voyager, one of the two?
Think Nordic.
Nordic. The Viking program.
Viking is correct.
That's what I'm talking about.
Way to slam it home.
All
good
right,
job.
Got us swooped back in for the end.
All right, tell us what your website is again.
www.comcastro.com.
Thank you, Maximus.
Right.
Yes. Hey, everybody, this is Jonathan, and I am at Podcast Movement. I'm talking to Claire Tanner, the host of the Film Back podcast. She's agreed to take the Trivial Warfare Challenge. Claire, can you tell us a little bit about your show?
Absolutely. My name is Claire Tanner, and I co-host, along with Corey Titus, the Film Back podcast, where we talk to striving and thriving filmmakers about their journey and how they do what they do.
Outstanding. I bet that's a lot of fun.
It's a blast. It really is. We have a lot of exciting guests that we've talked to. Have a couple in the can that I'm excited to share with all of our listeners.
And if people want to check you out, what website should they go to?
Absolutely. You can find us at filmback.tv, also on Stitcher, SoundCloud, and iTunes.
All right. Now, Claire has decided to go for entertainment questions. So let's see how you do. Question one. How many main friends are featured on the TV show Friends?
Oh, my gosh. She didn't watch that show. Five?
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
The answer is six.
Ah!
Ross, Rachel, Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, and there's one more girl I don't remember. Courtney Cox. Monica. Ah. All right. Second question. What is the main character's job in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
He's a professor, right?
He teaches, but that's not his primary job.
Archaeology.
Archaeologist is correct. Good job. Well done. All right. Question three. What is the birth country of Gladiator star Russell Crowe?
Australia.
Very close. The answer is New Zealand.
Of course it is. Oh.
New Zealand.
They're almost the same, but they're not.
Question four. What was the first album in history to reach number one in 34 nations?
It had to have been the Beatles, right?
You need to name the album. But yes, you're on the right track.
Was it A Hard Day's Night or The White Album or...
So close. It is the Beatles One, where they did all the number one songs. All right,
that's
last...
basically all those albums I just mentioned, but all together.
Exactly. All right, your last question. What is the five-letter stage name of Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner?
Five-letter stage name?
I've heard him called Gordon Sumner more than anything else.
I have no idea.
He's a singer.
Sting.
The correct answer is Sting. Good job. Tell everybody what your show is again and where to find it.
Absolutely. The Film Back Podcast. My buddy Corey Titus and I host, and you can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, and SoundCloud, and filmback.tv.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan.
I'm here with Mark Asquith from Excellence Expected and the DC Universe Podcast, Two Shots to the Head. Mark, tell me a little bit about your shows.
Word up, Jonathan. Yeah, so I got Excellence Expected, which you know, which is a small business show, and we have the DC Universe show, which is all things DC geek.
Outstanding. And websites?
Twoshotstothehead.com, excellence-expected.com. The sad thing is, I had to think about that.
All right, now you've chosen entertainment as your category for your Trivial Warfare Challenge. Entertainment, here we go. Who directed Robert De Niro and the cast in Goodfellas?
Scorsese, I think.
Martin Scorsese is correct.
Boom!
One for one. Question two. What's the movie if John Travolta is Danny and Olivia Newton-John is Sandy?
Is it Pulp? No, is it Grease?
Is it? You tell me.
It's Grease.
It is Grease.
Hey, Olivia Newton-John, she was my childhood crush in that.
Can you sing any songs from Grease?
I get the mood around. I don't even know the words.
All right. Okay, question three. What dance was named for aviator Charles Lindbergh?
Lindenberg Hop.
Oh, you're close, you're close.
Oh, Lindy Hop.
The Lindy Hop is correct. All right, question four. What is the TV show if the local fast food restaurant is the Chum Bucket?
Oh, no, I don't know this one. This doesn't sound English to me. I don't know, so I'm going to say, I don't know, Seinfeld.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Man. It's a cartoon.
It's a TV show.
I should know that.
All right, final question. What items of aircraft equipment gave Coldplay the title for their first full-length album?
That's a very curious one. I'm not a Coldplay kind of guy.
I'm not either.
I'm not. I find them whiny. But let's say wings.
Yes, Coldplay named the album after Paul McCartney's band.
Well, that's why that was my logic.
The answer is parachutes.
Oh, I should have got that.
Parachutes.
Got that.
All right, remind people your websites again where they can find your stuff.
Excellence-expected.com and twoshotstotheheadhead.com.
Thank you very much, my friend.
You're the man.
Hey, guys, it's Jonathan again. I am here at Podcast Movement with Matthew Lovell, and he's agreed to take the Trivial Warfare Challenge. His category is going to be science and nature, but first, Matthew, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Hey, guys. My name is Matt. I run a blog and podcast over at mattlovell.net. I want to help myself build better habits, grow a better life for myself, be more productive, that sort of thing. So, you know, I want you to come along the journey with me. So if I can help you in any way, come on over to mattlovell.net and let's connect.
Perfect. All right, Matt, your first question, science and nature. What part of the body does an orthopedic doctor treat?
Bones.
I'm sorry. The correct answer is bones. You got it right.
Hey.
All right, question two. What astrological chart takes its name from the Greek word meaning circle of little animals?
I have no idea.
You're going to kick yourself.
Circle of little animal. Astrological chart. It's not coming to me. I know I'm going to kick myself, but what is it? What?
The answer is zodiac.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that makes sense. I've never been into that sort of thing, so.
All right, question three. What element did Pierre and Marie Curie discover in 1898? You know this.
I know this.
All of the listeners know this.
Hold on.
Don't let them down.
You got to give me a minute.
Oh, you bet.
I do know this, but I can't,
Would you like a hint?
Sure, give me a hint.
They discovered that it was radioactive.
It's not uranium. No, that wouldn't be it.
It might actually be the root word of radioactive.
Radon.
Radium.
Radium.
Radium. Just off the path. All right, next page. Question four.
So do all of your guests feel as dumb as I do?
Every single one of them.
Okay, good.
I've always said it's much harder when you're actually on the mic to get it right.
Oh, yeah.
The listeners, it's easy for them.
Oh, they pull out the phones and Google. And I almost did.
All right, now.
I also picked a hard category.
You really did. What valuable product is obtained from the sturgeon?
Sturgeon. Roe. Eggs.
And what are those eggs called?
Caviar.
Caviar is correct. Good job. All right, question five. I think it's number five, right?
I think it is five.
How many bits are there in a byte?
Do we need an exact number?
Yes. Bits in a byte.
It's like 1,044 or something like that.
Correct answer? Eight. Eight bits in a byte.
No, see, I'm thinking, yeah.
You were thinking something else.
Yep.
My friend, I think you went 2 for 5.
2 for 5, yeah.
It's not bad. That's about average.
All right.
Tell everybody what your website is again.
Website's mattlovell.net. I'm not sure if I'm so proud to announce that at this point, but...
Well, you said it's all about getting through failure, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'll own it.
All right. Great job, my friend. I'll see you later.
Yeah, man.
All right. This is Jonathan. I am back at Podcast Movement, and right now my guest is Nick Suberling from Inside the Jungle. Nick, tell me about your show and the website, please.
It's at cincyjungle.com. It's a Bengals podcast.
Do you actually like the Bengals?
I love the Bengals, John.
How hard has that been over the course of your life?
The 90s were difficult. The early 2000s were rough, but we've been to the playoffs 4 straight years, and that's never been done in the history of the Bengals franchise. So even though we haven't won a playoff game, it's still an exciting time to be a Bengals fan.
You've selected sports and leisure as your category. Your first question, what flavor is Grand Marnier?
That's not a sports question.
It's a leisure question.
Say it again, Grand.
What flavor is Grand Marnier? Marnier.
Marnier.
I'll give you a hint. It is a fruit.
Flavor. I'm going to say grapes.
Correct. The answer is orange. Grand Marnier tastes like oranges.
That's not very sportsy.
No, I hate sports and leisure. Question number 2. Who beat Bobby Riggs in tennis's famous Battle of the Sexes?
Billie Jean King.
Billie Jean King is correct. Of course she did.
By the way, that was in Houston, I believe, right?
I think it was. Question 3. Which 2 classic Monopoly game tokens are articles that can be worn?
All right, so you got the top hat and the boot.
The top hat and the boot are correct. You're 2 out of 3. You got 2 more to go. How many throwing events are there in a decathlon?
Okay, so there's 10 events.
Did the math all by yourself there?
I know, believe it or not. So I believe you've got the hammer throw, the shot put, and the javelin. So I'm going to say 3.
The correct answer is 3. Good job. It's not the hammer throw, though. It is discus. The javelin, the discus, and the shot put. All right, last question. You're 3 for 4. If you get 4 right, you will have the most right of anybody who's done this.
No way.
Yes.
All right.
All right, let's see. Here we go. Number 5. What Japanese sport, not for the lean, dates back to the 17th century?
The lean gave it away, so I'm going to go ahead and say sumo wrestling.
Sumo wrestling is absolutely correct. 4 out of 5 for Nick Suberling. Where can the fans find you, Nick?
CincyJungle.com.
Perfect. Thanks for playing. I am here with Meron Bereket. Did I pronounce that right?
Really close, yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Meron Bereket.
Bereket. I'm sorry. And, Meron, what's the name of your show?
Inspire Innovation.
And what's the website for your show?
It's iipodcast.com.
Tell me a little bit about it. What do you do with it?
I love the back and forth. Inspire Innovation used to be a show about online entrepreneurship in general, but now we're restructuring it to be 100% about marketing and business creation for podcasters.
I love it. Outstanding. And so what was the website again?
It's iipodcast.com.
All right, Meron has decided to take sports and leisure as his category.
Decided is stretching it, yeah.
His first question is, how many pieces does each player start a game of chess with?
That would be 16.
16 is absolutely correct. Question number 2. Which Georgia golf club is the home of the U.S. Masters Golf Tournament?
Is it the Georgia Golf Tournament Golf Course?
Very close.
Very close, yeah.
It's the Augusta National Golf Club.
I was this close.
Question 3. What sport has players executing snap, slap, wrist, and backhand shots?
That would be tennis.
Oh, the answer is ice hockey.
It's not a sport.
Question 4. What arcade game's ghosts include Blinky, Pinky, and Inky?
What?
What arcade games?
Okay.
Ghost yeah. include Pinky, Blinky, and Inky.
Arcade.
I'm sorry, Blinky, Pinky, and Inky.
Arcade game.
Yes.
Only ghost I know in arcade is Pac-Man.
The correct answer is Pac-Man.
That is what I said. Yes.
All right, 1 question left.
I'm sweating. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Who is the star of the Tomb Raider video game?
Something.
She's
wrong.
British.
Tomb Raider is Lara Croft.
Lara Croft is correct. 3 out of 5, man. 3 out of 5. And you said you didn't know anything.
and full of surprises.
What's your website again?
It's iipodcast.com. I'm looking forward to see you guys.
And that was Moran Barucket. Well done. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, guys, this is Jonathan back at Podcast Movement 2015 with Jennifer and Thor. Jennifer, tell me about your show and tell our people where they can find it.
Oh, thanks. I am the co-host of the Jelly Vision Show podcast. We are a podcast that interviews creative entrepreneurs, and we help creative types adopt a business mindset and be successful doing those creative things that they do. And we are a comedic podcast, so it's not dry information. My co-host is Tim Trueheart. You can find us at Jelly Vision Live on Twitter, jellyvisionshowpodcast.com, and on Stitcher and iTunes and all those places.
All right. Now, and Jennifer and Thor have decided to take the Trivial Warfare Challenge, and they're going with the category of science and nature. They're very bold. Your first question: what is the largest dinosaur so far discovered?
Okay, so I think that people are automatically think of the Tyrannosaurus Rex, which makes me think that that is not the right answer. But it's one of my favorite dinosaurs because of its freakishly small arms, which I happen to also have, so I relate to it. I actually have a T-shirt that I wear to the gym almost every day that says, T-Rex hates push-ups, which I also hate push-ups. So anyway, but I can't go with T-Rex, my favorite dinosaur. Thor, what are you thinking?
Brachiosaurus.
He's thinking Brachiosaurus, which is that even a real dinosaur?
I don't know.
Maybe it's like a mega Brachiosaurus. Okay, so I don't have a better answer, so let's go with Brachiosaurus.
The correct answer, Brachiosaurus. Well done. Question two.
Oh, there's more?
There's five questions.
Oh, God.
That was well done. What is the first iPod without a screen or scroll wheel?
The first iPod without a screen or a scroll wheel would be something that I didn't own.
The Nano.
You're thinking it's the Nano, Thor. I love it. We're going to go with Nano.
I'm sorry. The correct answer is the Shuffle, the iPod Shuffle. That little one, you know, the little tiny thing.
It seems so long ago. Yeah, okay.
All right, question three. What is the clever-sounding name for a human third molar?
That would be the wisdom tooth.
I don't even have to look in the book to tell you the answer is wisdom tooth. You are correct. Question four.
Yes?
Who became a household name after inventing fast frozen foods?
That would be, no, I was going to say Hungry Man, but I actually don't think that's a proper name of a person.
If it was, his parents would have been awesome.
It's got to be someone like that.
Okay, like Mr. Swanson or Sara Lee or...
Fast Frozen Food?
Fast Frozen Food.
I don't know.
You're in the right direction. Think Frozen Food aisle.
Frozen Food, Sara Lee has frozen foods. Swanson has frozen foods. Obviously, we're foodies. We wouldn't know this question. TV dinners, Hungry Man. I'm just going to go with Sara Lee because Thor's not helping me.
Yeah, I don't know this.
The correct answer, Clarence Birdseye. Have you heard of Birdseye frozen foods?
I have.
Vegetables, right? That's
Frozen vegetables, the part of the meal that I least enjoy.
All right, last question. You guys are doing very well so far.
I don't know.
You really are.
It doesn't feel good.
What four-letter name is given to the killer whale?
Orca. That would be orca.
According to the book, the correct answer is orca. Well done. Congratulations.
So smart.
Tell everybody where they can find your show again.
You can find the Jelly Vision Show podcast on iTunes and Stitcher at Jelly Vision Live on Twitter. Please follow us. We are on Twitter all the time. You can find us on Facebook and the Jelly Vision Show podcast.com.
Well done. Great. Good job. Hey, guys. This is Jonathan, and I am at Podcast Movement with Tony Woodall. Tony, tell me about your show.
Hey, Jonathan, I am the host for Goal Getting Podcast at goalgettingpodcast.com. We teach people how to get the goals they set.
Very interesting. Do you get a lot of good feedback about that?
I do, yes. People always have goals or should, and most of them don't know how to achieve their goals. They just say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, but they don't know how to go out and actually get them. And we teach them action plans and how to set those, how to measure them, how to actually achieve and get the goals that they set.
That is outstanding. Now, Tony, you've agreed to take the Trivial Warfare Challenge.
I have.
And you've chosen the category of arts and literature. So here we go.
All right.
Question one. What format was The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy first produced in?
Book.
I think it was a book initially?
I think it was a book initially.
It was a radio play.
Oh, bad guy.
Oh, yeah, that's tricky, wasn't it?
That is, yeah. I read the book. I didn't know it was a radio play.
Question two. Which musical's title character is adopted by Oliver Daddy Warbucks?
Annie.
Little Orphan Annie is correct.
Yeah.
Good job. Question three. Who created Hercule Poirot and Miss Marple?
Oh,
you know this.
Agatha Christie?
Agatha Christie is correct. Question four. What fictional Harvard professor appears in Dan Brown novels, including The Da Vinci Code?
No, Tom Hanks played him. I can't remember the guy's name now. Oh, gosh. I can't. It's out there, but I can't bring it.
His name is Robert Langdon.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have remembered that one either. Yeah. That was a tough one. All right, last question. What Shakespeare play tells the story of Miss Capulet, who loves Mr. Montague?
That would be Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet is absolutely correct. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
You aced that arts and literature. That's pretty good. Well,
thank you, Jonathan.
Tony, remind everybody what your website is again?
Goalgettingpodcast.com.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. This is Jonathan at Podcast Movement. I am here with the one and only Pat Flynn. Pat, you were one of the keynote speakers this week, so obviously you have a lot of stuff going on. What do you want people to know most about?
The fact that I'm terrible at trivia, I just want to say that up front. I'm always the loser in these games. And a quick story, when I was in high school, I got asked to, everybody knew that I love fish, and I got asked to join the kind of what was called the Marine Academic Bowl. So it was called the Fish Bowl.
Okay.
And we went and we competed, and all my teammates started answering. I didn't answer one single question all day.
That's because they didn't let you.
No, it was because I didn't know any answers, or maybe I was just too embarrassed to potentially get something wrong. But anyway, just thank you for listening to this. I have a blog and podcast at smartpassiveincome.com. Jonathan's awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right, so you're taking the Trivial Warfare Challenge, and you've selected entertainment as your category. Your first question, what rock star was Johnny Depp's inspiration for Jack Sparrow?
Steve Tyler.
Oh, that is such a good answer. It's very close. Keith Richards. They could be brothers.
Okay, so I'll take that as a...
I almost want to give that to you. What Queen epic topped the charts in 1976 and again in 1992?
1992, Wayne's World, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Boom!
Yes!
Absolutely right. Question three. What is the movie if Neo works for the Metacortex?
The Matrix.
The Matrix is correct. You are two out of three.
Holy crap. I must be in the Matrix.
Question four. What was the Police's biggest selling single?
Oh, God. I'm, like, looking around for help.
Can you phone a friend?
iPad. I don't know.
Every Breath You Take. And your final question. What kind of animals starred in the movie Happy Feet?
Penguins.
Three out of five.
Yes.
Great job, my friend.
Thank
Tell
you.
Everybody your websites again.
SmartPassiveIncome.com, or you can find me AskPat.com as well.
Perfect. Thank you, Pat. Hey, guys. This is Jonathan, and I am at Podcast Movement 2015 with Dave Jackson. Dave is a legend in the podcast world. Dave, tell people what you're doing right now.
I am at theschoolofpodcasting.com. I help people basically flatten the learning curve of the curd. It's a new word.
The learning curd.
The learning curd.
It's a religious thing.
It's well that, and if as long as you get the small curd, it's not too bad. the learning curve of podcasting, and it's Sunday, so my mouth hasn't quite woken up yet, so we're good to go. But been doing it for 10 years and love it.
So what's the website?
The website is schoolofpodcasting.com.
All right, and Dave has selected entertainment for his Trivial Warfare Challenge.
Excellent.
Dave, your first question. Who played Mad Max
Rockatansky. That would be Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson is absolutely correct.
All right.
So you're not going to get shut out here.
That's good.
Question two. What band's greatest hits include Sweet Child O' Mine and November Rain?
Can I buzz in early? That would be Guns N' Roses.
Did you like Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, absolutely.
Question three. What Jimmy Buffett song opens with the quote, "Living on sponge cake"?
That would be Margaritaville, a song I've unfortunately had to play numerous times in my life. So
you are 3 for 3 so far. If you get 5 out of 5, you will be the first person to do it.
All right,
we'll see. Here we go.
The advantage of being old.
Question four. What movie follows the ins and outs of Lester Burnham's midlife crisis?
Lester. I have no idea. So I'm going to guess. What does it say when the movie's from?
It doesn't, but I can tell you, I believe it was in the 90s.
This is midlife crisis. Let's throw out Death of a Salesman, because it's a movie I didn't know. I have no idea that.
Does the hint Rose Petals help at all?
Oh, and the blonde chick. And Kevin Spacey was in it, right?
Yeah.
I still don't know the title.
It's American Beauty.
Yes, that's it. You're correct.
Oh, I know. All right, last question. What animated movie takes its name from a Yiddish word meaning monster?
Yiddish word. Animated. Oh, I was doing so good, man.
I know.
I was out of the gate. I'm just going to flame out here at the end.
This is once you hear the answer, you're going to love it.
Yiddish name. Let's see. It's not Kishvelte Fish or Oich or...
It's Schmuck.
I have no idea.
The answer is Shrek.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. It's Shrek.
Donkey. I can't believe I missed that one.
All right, Dave. Tell everybody where they can find your work again.
SchoolOfPodcasting.com.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, man.
Hey, guys. This is Jonathan at Podcast Movement. I am here with John Harrison. John, tell people about what you do.
Yes, thanks. I am the host of the Classically Trained podcast, where I teach life and leadership lessons from classic video games.
And what website can people find your work on?
Yeah, I can be found at classicallytrained.net. You'll find my podcast, blog, and information about my book, doing the same thing.
Outstanding. Okay, we're going to start. You have agreed to take the Trivial Warfare Challenge, and you've selected entertainment as your category.
That's right.
So your first question, one of my favorite questions I've asked so far. What movie director played the Cook County Assessor's Office clerk in The Blues Brothers?
Okay, this is the worst thing because I have seen The Blues Brothers.
At the end, there's a squirrely little guy balding behind the counter, and they need him to sign a form. Do you remember who played him?
I am going blank. I'm not even going to guess on this one. You got me. I should know this.
Oh, shoot. Apparently, there's a cameo I wasn't aware of. I was thinking it was going to be Frank Oz because he's in that.
Yeah.
This is Steven Spielberg. Question two.
All right.
Who became an international superstar after playing Little Gertie in E.T. the Extraterrestrial?
I'm going to lose so much street cred on this.
God.
I am blanking. I know.
The
I
little
know.
Girl.
This is gold.
Would
okay.
You like me to put you out of your misery?
And as soon as you say it, I'll know. It's not Charlize Theron. No.
It would be awesome if it was. It's Drew Barrymore.
There we go.
Oh. All right, we're going to redeem ourselves. Question three. What movie hears a punk rock girl quip, "Guy with 8 hands? Sounds hot."
It sounds like something from Tank Girl, but I don't think it is.
What animal has 8 legs?
That's octopus or squid. No, squid is 10, actually. Spiders have 8 legs.
Wow.
I'm just going to turn in my entertainment card now.
Add the word man.
Spider-Man.
There you go. Spider-Man with the assist. All right, we're going to redeem ourselves. Question four. What novel did Universal Studios pay Michael Crichton $2 million for before it was even published?
Jurassic Park.
You got one! All right, we can finalize this. We need one more correct answer. Question five. What superhero sidekick is known as Boy Wonder?
It'd be Robin.
2 out of 5. We've redeemed ourselves. Once again, this is John Harrison. And John, what's your website again?
ClassicallyTrained.net.
Well done, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, guys. This is Jonathan at Podcast Movement. I am here with John Lee Dumas of The Entrepreneur on Fire. John, tell me a little bit about your show.
So Entrepreneur on Fire is a seven-day-a-week podcast, so I interview today's most inspiring and successful entrepreneurs 7 days a week.
And where can they find you?
We are at eofire.com and John Lee Dumas for all the social media channels.
Now, John has agreed to take the Trivial Warfare Challenge, and he's probably the bravest person I've had so far because he has selected history as his topic. So, John, your first question, where does Pennsylvania's most famous groundhog live?
Punxsutawney.
My friend, you are correct. It is Punxsutawney.
Punxsutawney.
Well done, Punxsutawney Phil. Yep. Remember Groundhog's Day, the movie?
That's where
exactly.
I got it.
Exactly. All right, question number two. Your second question. How many members of the Titanic's orchestra survived to tell the tale?
Zero.
I'm sorry. The correct answer is zero. Good job. You got it.
They went down with the ship.
Exactly. They went down with the ship. That was crazy. They're playing on the way down. Nuts. All right. Question number three. Who was the first Roman Catholic president of the United States?
John F. Kennedy.
Man, you nailed that. Okay. Now, three. Nobody's gotten five yet.
Oh, we do five?
You're okay. Three for three. Okay. Nobody's gotten five yet. Question four. How many times has Nelson Mandela been married?
Two times.
Oh, it is three times. Three times. I'm not sure how much of a history question that was.
I thought more of him than that. Yeah. Well, he was in jail for 27 years.
You never know, though. I mean, maybe they died.
Yeah, but 27 years in jail, that's a big chunk of your potential married life.
Maybe one of his marriages was to an inmate named Phil. All right, last question. What is the FBI's motto?
Trust in us.
The correct answer is fidelity, bravery, and integrity.
I never would have got that.
But my man, you got three out of five, right? That's outstanding. Tell my people where they can find you again.
So again, all the magic happens at eofire.com. I had a blast.
Thank you, John. Hey guys, this is Jonathan, and I'm at Podcast Movement 2015. I am here with Joel Sharpton, one of the hosts of Pod on Pod. Joel, tell me a little bit about your show.
It's really simple, Jonathan. We review podcasts every Wednesday. You can go to podonpod.com and get a new review. We just love podcasts. We love podcasting, and we think everybody should be as in love with it as we are. So the idea is to bring a new review to you every week to help you find your next favorite show.
What was the website?
Podonpod.com.
All right, now for his category, Joel has selected arts and literature. So we're going to see how he does. He has five questions. His first question. When does Mary Poppins say she will leave?
She comes into town on the wind, when the wind is in the west or something like that. I'm going to say it is with the, when the west wind blows. I don't know. I don't know. I tried to talk myself into an answer.
You are so close.
Oh, damn it.
You are so close.
All right.
It is when the wind changes.
When the wind changes. See, I knew there was a shift. A shift in the wind. There's in the Disney version of Mary Poppins, there's even a line in the opening song that Dick Van Dyke sings that it is with a shift in the wind or a change in the wind.
I should give you half credit.
It sort of counts.
But I'm not. Question two. What nationality was Rembrandt?
Rembrandt was Dutch.
He's Dutch.
Yes.
Good job.
Yes.
Oh, I love it when people get a good question right. All right. Question three. Who is famous for saying, all you need to fly are lovely things and fairy dust?
All you need to fly are lovely things and fairy dust. Okay. Now that's from Peter Pan.
Yes.
Was it Peter Pan that said it? Okay. In the play and in the original, you know, the Disney version and most of the early stuff, Tink never speaks, so I'm going to assume that it's not Tink, that it's not a hook thing to say. I don't think Wendy would say it. Yeah, it's got to be Pan. It's got to be Peter Pan.
I'm sorry.
No.
Correct answer, Peter Pan.
Yay, there we go. All right, you had me hanging.
All right, question four. You're doing really well. What Wind in the Willows character simply hates society?
Simply hates society. All right.
Do you remember Wind in the Willows?
Yeah, Wind in the Willows is Mr. Toad, Mr.
Yes.
Toad's Wild Ride.
Yes.
And you've got Badger, and you've got There are three, right? The three main characters. You got Badger, you've got Toad, and who is the other? There's a
like
frog.
Mole? Is a mole?
Mole. There's a mole. I think you're right. I think you're right. But I think there's a frog, too, now that I think about
it.
Oh, Mr. Toad. Yeah, good call. Good call.
Or Mr. Frog, as he's known in some places.
Yeah. I'm going to say that it was Badger that simply hated society.
The correct answer is Badger.
Yeah, baby.
You're killing it.
I'm going to roll.
You're killing it.
You can get this kind of quality entertainment all the time at Pod on Pod. This is the kind of insight that you're going to get.
Your final question. That's four, right?
Yeah,
your,
that's four.
Your final question. What artist stopped talking to Van Gogh after the ear-cutting incident?
None of them stopped talking. It was just that he stopped being able to hear them. So he thought everybody...
Oh, that was so bad.
I'm going to say... So I'm trying to think of contemporaries for Van Gogh. And I'm not really an art guy. I know some paintings. I don't know so much about the artists themselves. I'm going to say... we talked about Rembrandt earlier. I don't think they were actually contemporaries. I'm literally at a loss. It's not Rembrandt. Who else? I'm trying to think of another artist.
I don't even know any artists. Jackson Pollock.
Yeah, it's Pollock. It's not Pollock, but I literally don't know. I'm at a loss. I'm going to say Pollock for the sake of time.
Your face is turning red there.
I am. I'm sheepish. I'm a
correct answer. Paul Gauguin.
Gauguin is at least a name I know. That's not the thinker. That's Rodin.
That's
right?
Rodin.
Okay. What does Gauguin do?
Gauguin was one of Van Gogh's best friends. Until he cut his ear off.
I got to tell you, Jonathan, you're one of my good friends. But if you cut your ear off, I think I would probably stop talking to you too. That's self-destructive.
Is it that you'd stop talking to me? I would just stop listening.
You'd stop listening. Exactly. That's right, man.
All right. So remind everybody what your show is again.
It's Pod on Pod. You can check out a new review of a different podcast every Wednesday.
Sometimes.
Hey, you
most Wednesdays.
Podonpod.com. That's the place to find us. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
All right, good job, man. Hey, guys, this is Jonathan. I'm at Podcast Movement 2015 with Brian Orr, the host of Mantastic Voyage. Brian, tell me a little bit about your show.
Mantastic Voyage is a humorous look at the stories of men and their shared experiences.
What kind of shared experiences are we talking? Like midlife crises?
That kind of thing. But like a lot of squirrels running up people's shorts. Okay, that only happened once.
No, I get it now. I get it now. All right, now, you accepted the Trivial Warfare Challenge.
Yeah, sure.
And you chose geography.
Okay, yeah, just to be different. Because you told me no one else did it. And I like to be like an upstream swimmer.
That's right. You're brave for this.
Mm-hmm, I am.
Your first geography question.
Yes.
What is Europe's longest river?
You can have help if you want.
I can?
Yes.
I really don't know, but what did you say, the Mur?
Rur.
R-U-R. R-U-R.
The correct answer is the Volga. The Volga is one of the top 10 longest rivers in the world. It runs through western Russia.
Wow, okay. See, I never would have gotten that. Never.
All right, question two. What city would you be in if you were feeding the pigeons... in Piazza San Marco.
I have actually stood and fed the pigeons in Piazza San Marco.
Spain.
I feel like this is a pretty Second?
Spain.
The correct answer is Venice. Question three. What ingredient does the word sushi refer to?
What ingredient? The ingredient, it's either is it the rice or it's not the fish for sure. I know that. It's not the fish. It's either the wrapping or the You sure it's not? No, I don't think so. I'm just going to go with the rice.
I'm sorry. The correct answer is the rice.
That's what I said.
You got it right.
You son of a gun.
Question, what is this, question three or four? Four. Question four. What name was Argentina's Eva Perón known by?
Doesn't it seem especially hard?
It is. Mine were easy.
If I were you, I would think Madonna.
I don't know Madonna. Like,
it was the name of a movie starring Madonna where that song was featured.
Oh, well, oh, that clears it up for me. Let's see here. Material Girl. I know that one. That's not a movie. Pointy Bra. No, that's not a movie either. I don't know.
What is Eva Perón? You can't use your phone. Good Lord.
Yeah, I know.
The correct answer is Evita.
Oh, I knew that.
Evita. After looking it up, your final question. What ocean covers a greater area of the world's surface than all of the dry land combined?
Oh, the Pacific Ocean.
Pacific Ocean is correct. You finished with 2 out of 5.
I was waiting for like a trick question there. Were you just being nice?
A little.
Okay.
Remind everybody what your show is again.
A Mantastic Voyage.
And what's the website?
Website is brianorr.com, which is Brian with a Y and Orr with an Orr.
That's Orr with O-R-R. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Hey, guys, this is Jonathan, and I'm at Podcast Movement here with Zachary Kolzer. Zachary's agreed to take the Trivial Warfare Challenge. Now, you do a show called The Brookings Cafeteria. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, Brookings Cafeteria is a show from the Brookings Institution where we interview scholars about their public policy ideas.
That's not what I expected it to be about.
Yeah, the cafeteria is outside of Washington, D.C., it's not super well known, but in D.C. is kind of a place where people have, you know, powerful meetings and talk to each other. So
what's the website?
The website is brookings.edu/BCP.
Thank you very much. Now, you selected history really quickly with confidence.
Well, we will see.
We will. Okay. Question number one. Who became the Prime Minister of Cuba in 1959?
Castro.
The correct answer is Fidel Castro. Good start.
I didn't realize he was called the Prime Minister.
Question two. What national bulletin did J. Edgar Hoover initiate that is still in use today?
Most wanted? Most wanted bulletins?
The correct answer is the 10 Most Wanted Fugitive List. That counts. That's two out of two.
Right. That was a shot in the dark.
Question three. What was Paul Revere's occupation besides midnight riding?
I'm going to go with some help from Brian Orr. I will go with silversmith.
The correct answer is silversmith. Boom. Brian should have selected history, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
Question four. Nobody's gotten all five right, by the way.
Oh, well, then that we'll see. Do you always say that right before they...
After three for three, I always say it. Which saint is said to have landed in Ireland in 432 AD?
Yeah, so I think it's probably St. Patrick.
St. Patrick is correct. Four for four. Question five. What island was Napoleon on at the time of his death?
Oh,
Elba. It was, right? Yeah.
At the time of his death, Elba Island.
Elba was where he was imprisoned and escaped from. The correct answer is St. Helena. St. Helena Island.
But we didn't know.
Four for five. Woo! Four for five is very well done. Remind people what your website is again.
Brookings.edu/BCP.
Good job. Thank you, Zachary.
Thanks for letting me play.
Hey, guys. This is Jonathan at Podcast Movement. I am here with Dax Stokes. Dax, tell me the name of your show and tell me a little bit about it.
My show is called The Vampire Historian. And it's a podcast about vampires and folklore, literature, television, film, and pop culture.
And Dax, what's the website that people can check that out at?
It's thevampirehistorian.com.
Well done. Okay, now you've selected arts and literature for your Trivial Warfare Challenge.
Let's do it.
All right, your first question. What nursery rhyme character was warned that the cow was in the corn?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm not great with nursery rhymes. Let's see. Which is sad because I have three kids.
You guys know the cow and the corn?
What?
You do?
I'm from Iowa. I know corn.
the nursery corn. Rhyme. Yeah. Which nursery rhyme is that? I can't think of which one it is.
Old Mother Hubbard.
Oh. Old Mother Hubbard. Is it?
It's, let's see.
Corn, anybody want to sing some here?
No, I know the line, and if I can get started, I do everything linear. So
I'm going to say
I need an answer.
Yeah. The cat.
The answer is Little Boy Blue.
Oh, all right.
Question number two. Whose operatic marriage was a sequel to The Barber of Seville?
Figaro.
Figaro, Figaro, Figaro. Question number three. What metal is the Statue of Liberty's visible surface constructed from?
Copper?
You are correct. It's the patina that gives it that greenish color. Question four. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
I don't want to say the wrong thing. All of a sudden, I'm blanking. Da Vinci?
Correct answer is Leonardo da Vinci. All right, we got one more.
All right.
You're doing very well. What is the name of the paranoid android in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Have you read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
I have not. I have only
Trouble.
I've only seen the 1980s movie.
Okay.
And it's been about 25 years, so I have absolutely no idea.
42.
The answer is Marvin.
Marvin.
Marvin the Robot. Dax, remind everybody what your show is again and where they can find it.
It's thevampirehistorian.com.
Outstanding. Good job, my friend. Hey, guys, this is Jonathan. I'm at Podcast Movement, and I am here with the guys from Nthcast. Guys, tell me your names and a little bit about your show.
I'm JD.
I'm Josh.
Our show is mostly nerd culture, nerd topics. We talk about movies, literature, music, comics, whatever you want to do in the nerd realm.
And what's the website?
It's nthcast.com. That's nthcast.com. And we're nerds, and we nerd out to the nth degree.
I love that. We fit well together. You guys would love my co-host, Chris. I always call him Chris, but his name is actually Chris.
That's okay.
I don't know why I add a T.
He'd probably prefer that.
All right, now you guys have agreed to take the Trivial Warfare Challenge, and you've selected arts and literature as your category.
Yes. We're just going to see how this goes.
Your first question. What word starting with H means designing, displaying, and describing coats of arms and badges?
H. With H. Is there a time limit? Can we pass?
Roughly a minute and no.
With H. With
I believe H. You know the answer. I actually believe you know it in there somewhere.
We probably do. With an H. Coats of arms. Oh, man.
Badges.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Yeah. Oh, my mind is
my
blank
mind
right
is
now.
Completely blank
I
as
can't
well.
Even think of an H word.
So let me give you a hint.
Sure.
What do you call a person who would take messages around for the king or proclaim announcements?
Herald.
A herald.
So what's the word?
Heraldry.
Heraldry.
Heraldry. Hey, opa.
Dang it.
Got it now.
I feel like we cheated.
A little bit.
A little.
That was our phone a friend.
Is that half a point?
Question two. What is the first name of Professor Dumbledore in the Harry Potter books?
Albus.
Albus is correct. I don't even need to look. Yeah. Question three. What Agatha Christie novel was made up of two parts, England and Egypt?
England and Egypt. I only know one Agatha Christie.
What is it?
Well, there's Murder on the Orient Express.
Right. And that's not
that
Egypt.
Can't be that. No,
that's
that
not Egyptian.
Exactly.
But that's the only one I can think of too.
Why did we pick this category?
This is your fault. I'm blaming you.
What else does she do? I have no idea.
We all we can think of is Murder on the Orient Express, which is wrong.
That is wrong.
So we're gonna go wrong.
Fair choice. The answer is Death on the Nile.
Death on the Nile.
Death on the Nile.
Oh, we should have known that.
Stupid. That river is in Egypt.
Yeah, we should have guessed.
We are in denial. That's for sure.
It's not just a river in Egypt.
Oh. Let's be funny.
There's a dad joke.
Yeah.
Question four.
How did we get to four already?
I thought that was
three.
That was three?
And four is after three.
Oh, because we got the second. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We got Albus right.
I'm going to let him ask
this. Question four. What book about little creatures was Roald Dahl's first work for children?
Little Creatures?
Little Creatures.
Because it would have been... I should know this. I have children. You have children
as well. I have children as well.
I bet you haven't let them read this.
So it's not for children then?
It's a children's book that I wouldn't think was for children. These are little creatures that like to destroy things.
Oh.
Well,
Go.
No, I can't. So they'd be kind of like a gremlin type thing.
It would be like a gremlin type thing. I don't know.
I feel like when you tell us the answer,
we're going to feel stupid.
We should have picked a different category.
I already feel stupid. I'm thinking we should have picked a different category.
You know what we should do,
right?
Is we should pick a different category and try it.
Yeah, right.
That's what we should do.
We have no idea.
Why don't you just give me the answer that you were about to say a second ago?
Gremlins?
The correct answer is the gremlins.
Okay.
There we go.
Look at us.
Okay.
You guys are smarter than you think. You're just not letting it out.
Yes, okay. Well, we got one more question to just be confident.
Question five.
We're going to crush this one.
Yeah.
It's time for the comeback.
We got Albus.
What rock star wrote the music for the stage version of Billy Elliot?
No.
Because he wrote for the Facebook
okay,
movie.
Billy Elliot. I want to feel like it's a classic rock guy. Someone that's not super recent.
Robert Plant, maybe? He's been writing a lot of music.
Maybe. Or, but wrote the... And so is this music, not songs, right?
The score.
Maybe Brian May?
Maybe. Oh, that's good.
I would go with Brian May.
I'm fine with that.
Correct answer? Elton John. I'm sorry, Sir Elton John.
Elton John.
Okay.
Would you consider him a rock star, though?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, cool.
Actually, yeah, he would. He should be considered.
He dressed like one.
He did. Yeah,
absolutely.
He had the outfits.
He had the attitude.
Down.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, yeah. So you got 1 out of 5.
Oh, gosh.
That's better than 0 out of 5.
That's a little embarrassing, though.
That should be.
How much do we have to pay you to not publish this?
You may have to agree to come on my show at some point.
I think we can arrange that.
As long as we don't talk about arts and literature.
Or vice versa, perhaps.
Exactly. Sure.
Maybe some quid pro quo.
I'm fine with that.
We can do that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sounds good. Okay, so remind everybody what your show is again and where they can find it.
Inthcast, and it's at inthcast.com.
That's NTHCAST.com. Good job, guys.
And thanks, John.
Yeah,
we
not
appreciate
really,
it.
But thanks. Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Jonathan. I am here at Podcast Movement with Ellery and Ashley. They are from the podcast Occasionally Explicit. Did I get that right? Tell me a little bit about that show and anything else you're doing.
So that's a show where we just talk about our marriage and life, and occasionally we're explicit.
Ellery Wells. I also have another show, The Empowered Podcast, and here to learn more about video for online marketing and those kinds of things.
And where can people find your shows?
At ashleyandellery.com for Occasionally Explicit, or empoweredpodcast.com for my show.
Sounds good. Now, you've agreed to take the Trivial Warfare Challenge, and the category you selected is entertainment. Are you ready?
Ready for
maybe.
Maybe.
All right, here we go. Question one. What movie was hyped, he's having the worst day of his life, over and over?
Groundhog Day.
Correct answer is Groundhog Day. 1 for 1. Question two. What U.S. state is the home of Tony, head of the Sopranos household?
That's definitely New Jersey.
Correct answer is New Jersey. 2 for 2. Question three. What member of NSYNC had a much publicized relationship with Britney Spears?
That's JT.
Justin Timberlake.
Justin
Timberlake. I'm sorry. The correct answer is Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
3 for 3.
3 for 3. Now, nobody has gotten all 5 right.
All
right. Could be in line.
All right.
Question 4. Who is the oldest of the 4 main characters in Sex and the City?
Samantha.
Do you know her last name?
Jones.
That sounds right.
Jones? Samantha Jones?
Samantha Jones is correct.
Whoa.
4 for 4.
Oh.
We might have a 5 for 5. Uh-oh. I'm just going to go straight down to the next question. Question 5. What actually is an American Beauty in the movie of that title?
On the billboard, it's a road, or on the sign, it's a roads or something. And he videos a paper bag. So honestly, I don't know.
So there's 2 movies. Is this the one with the horse? No.
I think that would be Black Beauty.
Is this the one with Kevin Spacey in it?
Yeah.
It's a teenage girl, right? Isn't it a girl?
He's kind of obsessed with her, but...
Yeah, we'll go with the teenage girl.
The correct answer? A rose.
Dang.
4 out of 5 for the Occasionally Explicit podcast. Tell our people where they can find you again.
AshleyandEllery.com or EmpoweredPodcast.com.
Good job, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Hey, guys. This is Jonathan. I'm at Podcast Movement with Joe. Joe, you do a show called Stacking Benjamins. Tell me about your show.
It's lightweight personal finance. So the joke of our show is if we teach you anything, we made a big mistake. It's really more about surround sound, you know, because there's car talk.
Yeah.
And people talk about cars on Car Talk, but you don't really learn anything about cars. But it's fun, right? So we tried to do the same thing with money. We've been doing it for 2 years, and we have a blast.
So what's your website?
StackingBenjamins.com.
Perfect.
It took 3 consultants to come up with that.
So you've agreed to take the Trivial Warfare Challenge, and you've selected arts and literature.
Pressure.
The pressure is on. Your first question. Which novel follows the adventures of Phileas Fogg and his valet, Passepartout?
Around the World in 80 Days, baby.
Around the World in 80 Days is correct.
Woo!
question two.
Oh, I gotta do two?
Five.
Oh, I did, come on.
How many strings do most guitars have?
Six.
Bon Jovi talked about playing a six string.
I was thinking about Brian Adams, bought my first real six string.
Exactly. Two for two. Question three. What letter of the alphabet is used to describe the holes in the body of a violin?
Holes in the body of a violin. Man, an S.
Looking at it, I can see why you'd say S.
Is it an F?
It's an F. It has a little line out of it. Good try. Question four. What are the ladies doing in the song The 12 Days of Christmas?
They're dancing. Ladies dancing.
Are you sure they're not milking?
No, that's maids. Maids are milking.
You are correct. Ladies. It is ladies dancing. Three for four. You got one more question.
You're making me sweat.
Question five. What does Lucy charge for psychiatric help in the Peanuts cartoon strip?
5 cents.
I'm sorry. The correct answer
is, it 10 cents?
Is 5 cents. Good job. You went four for five. That means that you must be pretty intelligent over here.
I fake it really well.
So tell everybody what your website is again.
Stacking Benjamin, stackingbenjamins.com.
All right, guys, go check it out. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Hey, guys, this is Jonathan at Podcast Movement, and I am here with Colin from Podcraft. Colin, tell me a little bit about your show.
I teach people how to podcast. So Podcraft is a season-based show. Each season covers a different topic about podcasting, start to finish. And kind of from my educational background, I do lessons basically to take people through it, start to finish. So yeah, I enjoy it anyway.
And so for you listeners who couldn't tell, Colin is obviously Scottish. I'm sure the ladies are going to love that accent. Now, you've accepted the TW Challenge, the Trivial Warfare Challenge, and you've selected the category of science and nature. Are you ready?
I am ready. Go for it.
All right, let's do it. Your first question. What bird lays the largest eggs?
I'm going to go for ostrich.
The correct answer is ostrich. Good start. Question two. What did dentist Levi Speer Parmley first recommend a silk thread for in 1815?
Silk thread? I'm going to take a complete guess at flossing.
Dental floss. Correct answer. Two for two. Question three. What does MRI stand for?
That's a good question. MRI. Is it magnetic something induction? I don't know what the middle one might be.
That is incorrect, my friend. It's magnetic resonance imaging. Okay, number four. Which planet was once thought to have canals?
At Mars, that is, I think.
Mars is absolutely correct. You're three for four. You've got one more. If you get this right, you will be tied for the highest score of anybody who took the Trivial Warfare Challenge.
Sure.
Question five. What three-letter word means the smallest piece of information used by a computer?
A bit.
A bit is the correct answer. Four out of five, you're obviously an intelligent man. Tell everybody where they can find your show.
You can find Podcraft at podcraft.net or on the main site, which is thepodcasthost.com.
Podcraft.net. You guys go and check it out. Thank you very much, Colin.
Hey, guys, this is Jonathan, and that was the Trivial Warfare Challenge. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you found a couple of shows that are worth checking out. Remember, you can find our show at TrivialWarfare.com. You can email us at TrivialWarfare@gmail.com. And if you enjoy what we're doing over here, be sure to head out to iTunes and give us a new iTunes review. We'll be getting back to normal next week. Chris won't be back, but we have a special guest, Joel Sharpton, from the Always Listening Podcast Review podcast. Very excited about that, so that's coming next week. Until then, this is Jonathan, and this is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Bye, guys.